You've worked so hard for all the things you have. The salary, the status, the success. And with that image, there's a drink. One to unwind, one to loosen up, one to take the edge off. But how do you know when a drink is more than just a drink? We get it. We can help. Karen's Grandview program has been helping accomplished people just like you regain their lives. Talk to us. Visit karen.org/grandview.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1752. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Today's show is a reminder about what networking is and what it isn't, that so many people make the mistake of doing it the wrong way. Hope you find this helpful and give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. I've gotten some great reviews recently in iTunes. I'll read them another time, but I'll just simply say thank you for those who've been writing in. I'll personally thank you on another show shortly. And with that, let's get going. I want to start off by saying I was an early LinkedIn member, member 7653. That's how early I got into it. And at the beginning, there was not a lot there, but I started to learn to network the LinkedIn way. Years later, with very few connections from recruiters or people overseas, I have over 22,000 first-level connections, and most of these people, almost all of them, reached out to me. Now, when I see people who network on LinkedIn, they think that's about sending a connection request, becoming connected to some person, and that's it. That is not networking. That is useless. Because when you need these people, you have no relationship with them. There's no contact. There's no basis for someone wanting to help you. Now, the reality is your network, unless you've cultivated them on LinkedIn, are people off the platform. They are your friends, your relatives, the parents of your kids' friends, parents and relatives of your friends. They can be people from trade associations, neighbors, relatives of some sort, current and previous coworkers and managers, executive recruiters, vendors, suppliers, people from trade associations you belong to, your community contacts, you know, your clergy, your doctor, your lawyer, your accountant. These are your people who are your network. And it requires that you spend time cultivating them over the course of your lifetime. Now, when you're 22, you don't think this way. But in the senior people that I coach, what I see time and again is that they're able to reach out to people that they've worked with in the past who are very willing to help them. And you, on the other hand, do nothing to maintain the relationship. The thing senior people know more than anything is your network really is your net worth, because when you need them, they'll be there for you. Why is that? Number one is they've built credibility with them from working together. Number two is they've helped one another and are willing to help one another. There's an implied agreement once you reach certain levels that help can be available when called upon. You know, it's like chips that are put in. People help one another at the senior levels. They're kinder to recruiters is the funny thing about it, but they teach the junior people to be rude. Don't talk to recruiters. These people are useless. And a lot of them are, quite obviously. And there are good ones. And you don't know how to recognize the good ones from the not so good ones. I'm going to tell you, folks, be gracious with all of them, even the ones that you, in your xenophobia, dismiss because they're foreign born. I'm going to tell you point blank, you don't know how to recognize a good recruiter. Recruiters work for their clients and thus are there to deliver people, to their client and then be paid for them. Be gracious to everyone that comes into contact and just simply say, hey, look, you know, this isn't a role that makes sense for me. I appreciate you reaching out. Have a great day. You know, in a nice way. You don't hang up the phone on them and say, have a great day. Click. You know, just, you know, I appreciate you reaching out to me. It's not for me, but, you know, thank you for calling and I hope you have a great day. Okay. And then end the conversation in a polite way. Everyone you come into contact with is a potential network individual for you. One of my first coaching clients was referred to me by someone who'd seen something I had written and referred them to me because they thought I could help. You have no idea where your network is derived from. It can be from your writing, a podcast interview that you do, from your relationships with friends or family, which I know for many of you is an uncomfortable thing for you to do, to ask your mom or dad if they know someone who they could introduce you to, like they wouldn't try and help you. Just do it. Seriously, just do it, because it can be the difference between that great opportunity or an average one, a mediocre one, or being out of work for a long period of time. Use your network wisely. And for you senior people, I know you know all this stuff, but I want to remind you, because sometimes in your busyness, you forget to really work every one of your connections.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, there's my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 8,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, at the site, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call. Schedule yourself in for coaching, interview preparation coaching, salary negotiation advice, how to have your questions answered, or coaching related to hiring more effectively, managing and leading, helping you be a better executive in your organization, and overall, being a better employee of your firm. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you watched or listened to my content. I like knowing I'm helping folks. Once we're connected, if you're interested in coaching, let me know. I think it's easier at the website, but if that's the way you want to do it, so be it. Lastly, join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's focused on helping you do better at work. Information there is shared daily, and I'm attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in, so I want to make it a safe place for everyone. I'll be back tomorrow with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!
Rule the day the plant-based way with the new vegan mixed berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
You started as an RN, caring for one patient at a time. But now you're being called to help more patients more often by earning your Master's in Nursing Leadership and Healthcare Systems degree online from Grand Canyon University. You could become a leader responsible for staff development and patient care outcomes. What do you think making a difference in healthcare looks like? GCU offers over 175 high-quality online programs like this one. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.